Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network today, and we're talking about embracing solitude for strength, and I really have a question for you guys. You know, what does solitude, the whole concept of solitude, bring up for you? Because I know for some people, it really is kind of a very uncomfortable place to be, where things are quiet and things have slowed down, and you know that you're not going to be doing what you need to be doing. You go into the whole fear and worry and what will everybody think mode. But you know, solitude is one of those concepts that's really, you know, I'm going to say misunderstood, because too often, you know, we are programmed to think that when we are quiet, we're not doing anything. But I'm going to invite you after our episode today to really look at solitude in a more different, pragmatic, and helpful way for you to actually gain more support within yourself and more certainty within yourself as well. You know, solitude, people think, oh my God, it's just like, it's too quiet, you know, and, you know, it's, I'm going to invite you to look at it from a different perspective, a perspective as it being a gift, one that offers you strength, peace, and a renewed sense of self. So when we are able to realize what solitude really is and what it brings to the table, it's a game changer. And it's about taking a step inward instead of outward. It's about quieting the noise that we seem to exist in, you know, in our current state of affairs. And believe me, there's a lot of external noise out there. And it's so easy sometimes to just get sucked up into that noise. And when we get sucked up into it, it's not really our stuff, but yet it creates whirling dervishes out of all of us, because we're spinning, if you want to call it, for lack of a better description. And it's a way of distracting ourselves from ourselves. And we're at a time in humanity's evolution where it's not about distracting ourselves. It's really about coming back and having a relationship with ourselves. And how we do that sometimes is just creating solitude. I have a question for you guys. It's like, you know, do you ever feel like you're overwhelmed and there's just too much noise and you just crave silence? You might be at the other end of the continuum with that. There's some people that would absolutely, you know, be so uber uncomfortable for people that they will do anything they can to avoid that sensation. And I'm hoping that after today's episode, you're going to start embracing that and really embracing the whole concept of solitude and quiet, because this is where you're going to be able to stand in your personal power with grace and clarity. You know, maybe do a little inner healing too, heal your past wounds and release the need for external validation. And it's going to, most importantly, cultivate a deep awareness and emotional resilience that you have within yourself, and also enhance your intuitive abilities, that little voice that is within you that has all the answers that you need for you. Like I said, you, not your neighbor, not your spouse, not your kids, not your family, but you. I know for me, I love silence. I could sit in silence for long periods of time because to me, it's about recharging my personal batteries. And Danielle said here, I love silence, and I do too. Sometimes the silence is just, I call it delicious. And for some people, that would freak them out. Yet, for me, this silence has been like my anchoring point and my grounding point. So, we could make better decisions for ourselves, be able to listen to ourselves, and also, have a relationship with yourself as well. I think that sometimes people see solitude as loneliness, and it really is not. Loneliness is when you're wanting to, it's like you want to be distracted from yourself, whereas solitude is like you come within yourself and you're listening to those, it's quiet enough so you could hear your innermost thoughts. So solitude, I think sometimes gets confused and labeled as if you're solitude, you're lonely. And that is not true at all. Loneliness and solitude are two completely separate concepts. Loneliness is having a lack of something, where solitude is having the enrichment of something. So let's talk about like the energetics of solitude. And I love the word energetics because everything for me is about energy. So everything is energy. And solitude is a sacred space for grounding and energy restoration. This is a great way to recharge your batteries, where you're not being playing interference, or you're not having your energy sucked dry. It's about, and we've all been there, we're in situations where you're just so fatigued because you had all this energy when you started, and the more you're in that situation, you're getting more and more tapped out as far as your energy being sucked out, and you're getting tired and maybe even cranky or maybe even hangry. It's just like you're getting irritable, and it's because you are, your energy is being sapped from you. And this can be done by other people or even other situations. Sometimes it's called energy vampirism, where other people hook into you and just suck you dry energetically. So the key thing to remember is that, it's about boundaries too. So it's about setting strong boundaries so that doesn't happen. And the awareness that it is happening. And when it is happening, then you could do something to protect yourself about that. That's for another show, in another conversation. But as far as solitude and embracing solitude for strength, it's about you being able to recharge yourself. I call it self-care. Sometimes just sitting in a quiet space is very restorative and rejuvenative, which are really important, and we need more and more of that. Being in solitude is like being in groundedness within yourself. It's like what it feels like to be perfectly in, let's see, perfectly within yourself. Within yourself, so you could be in the present moment and you could experience everything right here, right now. It is the spiritual and emotional frequency of silence and stillness, solitude. The spiritual and emotional frequency of silence and stillness. Just feel that. It just feels so calming, so quiet. And actually, very peaceful. So let's talk about some of the hidden gifts of solitude. When you experience solitude and go to that place where everything is quiet and still, your self-awareness gets deepened and you have a lot more inner clarity. It's like all that noise that's within yourself, okay, has been quiet, dialed down, quieted down, and even come to ground zero. In contrast to what it's like outside of yourself, where there's a lot of noise and drama, it's like almost the polar opposite. It's about really being able to, when you're in solitude and silence, it's there with yourself. It's like you're communing with your best friend, basically, yourself, and you're having a dialogue and conversation. It allows you to reconnect with your soul, reconnect with your dreams and your desires that maybe have gotten lost or tweaked or been able to be seen through a different filter. What I mean, a different lens, where it is not the true authentic self, but it might be the lens of your parents' perceptions, your ancestral perceptions, society's perceptions. You're able to clear out all those lenses so that you could see the pure and authentic connection with yourself and your soul at a very deep level. So it's, you know, it's like the self-awareness and inner clarity, the intuition and your inner guidance become more, they become the gifts of being in solitude. And, you know, for some of the us people who feel that loneliness, it's like they avoid being by themselves because it's just fear. And this kind of comes to mind for me. I had a neighbor once who was an interesting character. You know, this goes back decades ago. I used to spend a lot of time in silence and quiet, and I love that. And she was projecting all of her fears onto me. She's over there, well, I don't want to grow old and be lonely like you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not lonely at all. I'm actually, you know, very happy and content. But she had viewed being by myself and in solitude as something that she didn't want to have anything to do, because she labeled that as being alone, lonely, and despairing. So she would do anything that she can to be really social and distract herself from going there. It was kind of interesting to see that, but yet she was projecting all of her angst about, you know, her uncomfortableness with what I was doing, because it was showing her a different possible way that wasn't really lonely, but she was labeling it as, this is not where I want to go, because I don't think this is what, I'm not going to die alone. Well, I don't think I'm going to die alone either, but I'm in my solitude. So it's interesting how people's ideas about loneliness and what it really is and confusing it with solitude, they're two separate things. I think the loneliness is about not having a relationship with yourself and looking for outside measures to fill that void that you have within yourself, which is never going to be fulfilled, versus, you know, when you're in solitude, you're having a very rich relationship with yourself and your higher self. So, you know, things to keep in mind, you know, loneliness and solitude are two different concepts. And with that in mind, we're going to go on our first break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about embracing solitude for strength today on our show. And I think too often people solitude really is kind of scares a lot of people, because it's like, oh my God, you know, it's like I'm going to be by myself and it's like going to be too quiet and I'm going to go mad and it's just like I'm going to get lonely. And I'm just here to inspire you and to offer some other viewpoints on what solitude really is. And solitude is, it's just one of those, it's a relationship you have with yourself where you could hear the quietness with, you could hear within the quietness of your mind some insightful information that might be downloaded to you that's going to inspire you. I feel that also sometimes people confuse the whole, these two concepts of loneliness and solitude. Loneliness is a separate concept than solitude. Loneliness is just this feeling of emptiness, that you're not connected to anything. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of people will look outside of themselves to fill that void within themselves. And loneliness sometimes is a hole in the bucket. And if you are always trying to fill your bucket and it's never getting full, well, you know, maybe we need to look at the hole in the bucket and repair that. Whereas solitude is having a relationship within ourselves so that we can recharge and step into our resilience, but also feeling as if we are more complete and whole and at peace. And, you know, just like I want to say, for me, sometimes solitude is just like floating on a cloud, and it's quiet, it's beautiful, it's peaceful, and it's serene. And sometimes I get some of my best information from entering that space and quieting down all the external noise. So, you know, let's just circle back to talking about transforming loneliness into empowerment, because I really feel that that's kind of important for people. When you're able to shift from being alone to embracing it, this is, you know, the first step. And you could do some practical tools and sometimes just writing about how you're feeling. And then maybe even doing guided meditations. And guided meditations don't have to be long. They could be short and still have the, you know, an adequate amount of effect. Being out in nature, I find, is very helpful because you are fully present in the moment and you get to watch what is happening in your world right here, right now, as it's unfolding. And I also think if you could mindful activity, and that could be anything that's going to allow you to be in the present moment right here, right now, and even it doing art or writing or playing music, anything that's creative and a creative expression is going to be helpful for that as well. It's about learning how to build trust in your own company and enjoying learning and learning to enjoy being with yourself. Because let's face it, the longest relationship you're ever going to have in your life is the one you have with yourself. Okay. Yet when we feel lonely, we've kind of abandoned ourselves. So it's about going, circling back and looking at that and just feeling what it feels like. Now, I find that solitude is a portal to your personal power. It really is. It allows you to unearth your unshakable self-confidence. And it, you know, allows you to withdraw from external validation and actually allows you to step into your sovereignty. It actually cultivates you to move into that, which is so important because we are sovereign beings and we have every right to exist and be here. And nothing can come and interfere with us unless we allow it. And that's part of being a sovereign being. Yet we have been programmed to give that sovereignty away to something outside of ourselves. But we are all sovereign beings within ourselves. And, you know, I think the most important thing is like when you have moments of quiet for yourself, you know, before you do any big event, if you're, you know, going to work or, you know, just starting your day, or even if you are working with people, it's just to ground yourself so you could show up in the world with greater alignment and authenticity. So, you know, being, you know, in solitude is, it's almost like tapping into a superpower that's within us. Yet a lot of people may not have ever had that experience, maybe have given it away or don't even know what that is. So I just invite you to play with that and to, you know, just experiment. I love it when people, you know, gather information and then they implement it into them, their lives. So you make it your own experience. That's where you could really speak from genuineness and authenticity as well, not by something that you've read or, you know, been told by somebody else. Have your own experience, play with it, because then you'll be able to make it yours. So some of the real life applications that you could utilize the solitude concept and just the whole feeling of solitude is when you're navigating through major life transitions, when you're able to sit in silence and, you know, instead of being in reactive mode and trying to do something to make it go away, to make it better, to fix it, I'm just going to invite you just to sit with what you're feeling. Sometimes when you're able to just be with what's happening, you're being in the present moment. And this is where you could quiet and dial things down and just be with that. Maybe even, you know, if something's going on in your life, you know, in a major, you're going through a major event and you're on overwhelm, sometimes just sitting in silence or solitude is a great way to, you know, be with what you're experiencing and not make any rash decisions or judgments, or trying to, and giving yourself permission to just be quiet and just be with what's going on. So you can really dive into your inner wisdom, that innate part of yourself that has all the answers for you. Like I said, the answers are for you, not society, not your family, not your kids, not your parents. It's for you, the right thing you need to do for your next steps, because all the answers are there for us as long as you can hear them. It's when the answers are there for you and you're so disconnected from that solitude, you can't hear anything and you're relying on something external to give you what your next step should be, which may be incongruent to what you really should be doing. Okay. So it's really about resetting your nervous system and gaining perspective, because when we are constantly in what I call doing mode and just in react mode, it's like our nervous system is spazzing out, if you want to call that. It's being highly dysregulated because we have, you know, two aspects of our nervous system. We have the parasympathetic, which is we call peacetime, and the sympathetic, which is stress. And when we are under stress, the sympathetic nervous system is constantly firing off. And if we are in constant stress, it never gets a break to reboot itself. And it's like spiraling out of control. So it's no surprise to me that many people's nervous systems are fried. Dysregulated is another word for it. So some people respond by they're fight or flight, or they freeze. Some people, and everybody is different. So when we are dysregulated and you're a freezer, it's like all the energy is being stored in your body and you get really anxious and you get very stressed out, and you're constantly firing that. So it's about slowing things down to reset your nervous system and gain perspective. And maybe sometimes you need to do a little motion to move things around so it kind of gets unfrozen in your body. And sometimes it's just by sitting in stillness. And you could still move around being fully present. And you see a lot of this with Qigong and any type of yoga movements and stuff like that. This is like important. So it's about being able to mobilize a lot of that stress out of your body. So, and it's about encouraging healthy boundaries and around your time, your alone time without guilt. So, you know, it's like sometimes you just have to say, I'm putting myself on a timeout. I just need some quiet. I need to decompress. And if people have a problem with that, you just put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 can't hear you. And you just do it, because this is essential. This is about self-care. This is self-care for you. And I'm going to say essential self-care, because if you're not able to recharge yourself, you're not going to be any good for yourself, let alone anybody else. So, you know, just really be good about setting boundaries. And I just love the fact that when you're in quiet solitude, you get some of your most creative ideas. You gain a lot of clarity, and then you can really take inspired action and get a lot done in a short period of time. And I can't believe it. We're getting ready to go on our next break already. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And we're talking about embracing solitude for strength, that inner strength that we all thrive. And when we come back, we will put a little bit of this together in a guided meditation so you could experience some solitude for yourself. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll step into that.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about embracing solitude for strength today on our show. And, you know, before break, we were talking about what solitude is and what it's not, what loneliness is and what it's not. But we are also talking about how we could integrate more solitude in our lives and the benefits of what, you know, solitude can bring to you. So, you know, we're going to talk about some real life applications, and then I'm going to segue into a guided meditation so you could experience more, you know, a taste of what solitude is if you've never experienced that before. So I'm just going to say this other thing. You know, people think solitude is like for monks or mystics, which I have to laugh because it's really for everyday life. It's about learning how to recharge yourself. And it could be done like what we call micro solitude moments, like not hours, but, you know, just 5 minutes. If you're in bed in the morning and you wake up, before you jump out of bed, just take 5 minutes in the morning just to sit or lie in silence and just breathe and tune into your heart. And, you know, just allow yourself just to be present. Just that alone can assist you to ground you and start your day in a real cool way, I think. You know, and then create, you know, sacred rituals for yourselves, you know, for your solitude time. You know, some people may want to take a tea break if you're into tea, and maybe take a bath or walking in nature. It's something, make your rituals your own. So you're going to want to do this, and it's going to be nurturing yourself as well. You know, maybe you want to decompress by not getting on your phone, because we're just so inundated with all these electronic devices that are major distractions. And it really keeps us connected to the collective noise. So, you know, take a tech time out and not, you know, look at your phone for a few hours, keep it in the house as you go out for a walk or stay in the yard. Those things are so important, because the more you could distract yourself from those things, distract yourself from the distractions and coming within yourself, it's going to be way better for you overall. And just, you know, be kind to yourself. Many people are going through major transitions right now. You know, maybe you're having big life changes like breakups, career shifts, spiritual awakenings, or, you know, even the good stuff, getting married or moving to a different town or whatever. It's really important to schedule some quiet time, solitude time, to gain clarity and integrate lessons that you're learning from those situations, both what we label negative and positive. And just really embrace solitude as self-care. It's actually soul care. It's not selfish. It's a necessity, and it's essential to our development. So, you know, I just invite people to choose one way to invite more solitude in their life this week, and make it intentional, loving, and empowering, and something that you're going to want to do. So, so, so essential. So with that being said, I'm just going to give you a flavor, a taste of what it's like to embrace solitude for strength. So we're going to do a guided meditation, and I just invite you to find a nice quiet place where you're comfortable and where you're not going to be disturbed. And you could either sit or lie down gently. And when you're ready, just slowly close your eyes. And take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment. And slowly exhale through your mouth. And let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Hold. And exhale slowly. And just let your shoulders drop and let your jaw relax and let your body soften. And just know that in this moment, you are safe. You are supported. And you are entering the sacred space of solitude. Not to be alone, but to come home to yourself. So with every breath, allow yourself to gently sink deeper into stillness. Feel the ground beneath you steady and supportive. Feel the air around you holding you in quiet presence. There is nowhere to be but here. Nothing to do but breathe. As you rest in, know this. Solitude is not emptiness. It is fullness. It is the space where your soul speaks, where truth rises gently to the surface. Now, begin to turn your attention inward. Imagine a soft, golden light glowing in the center of your chest. This light represents your inner self. Wise, strong, and deeply peaceful. With every inhale, this light grows warmer, brighter. With every exhale, it expands gently throughout your body, soothing, calming, grounding. As you sit with this light, ask yourself silently, what part of me has been waiting for my attention? And just listen. There's no need to force or figure anything out. Just allow whatever arises to float up like ripples on still water. Now ask, what becomes possible when I allow myself to be fully with me? Notice any images, feelings, or sensations. This is your inner wisdom speaking. This is the power of solitude. Now, gently repeat these affirmations silently or aloud. In solitude, I return to myself. I am whole even when I am alone. I find strength in stillness. My presence is enough. In the quiet, I hear my truth. I am safe with myself. I am home. Feel each word settle into your body like soft echoes filling your being. Now begin to bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently roll your shoulders. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a moment to thank yourself for choosing this time to be with you. To honor the silence, to welcome the strength that lives within your solitude. As you go about your day, remember, you carry this sanctuary within you always. You are never truly alone. Your soul is always with you. solitude isn't about escaping life. It's about returning to yourself. And welcome back, everybody. We're going to go on to our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we will wrap it up and share a bit more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. I have a question for y'all. Are you waking up from a deep slumber and feeling as if life isn't what it used to be? You have no reference point as to where it's going, and there's a lot of confusion and a lot of uncertainty. You might be just waking up spiritually. You're having your awakening. And I and a partner of mine, Cozy Stankaitis, have put together this beautiful program called I'm Awake Now What? And it is for people who are awakening on their spiritual journey. And it's a community. It's a monthly membership. And we offer weekly Zoom calls where we talk about interesting topics that are up for people. But also we offer support, healing, resources, community, and, you know, the tools that you need so you're able to take your next steps on your own unique personal journey. So I invite you to go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and click on the tab that says I'm Awake Now What, and you will be led through what the program is all about. And we would love to be able to support you and allow you to have an enriching experience on your spiritual journey. So check it out. We'd love to have you. So on our show today, we've been talking about embracing solitude for strength and how solitude is so important. And it's actually, it's solitude is refueling yourself with your soul so that you could be better aligned and be able to show up as your best self, your best authentic and genuine self. So some takeaways from today's episode I just want to share is to remember that solitude is not loneliness. It's actually sacred space. You're creating sacred space for yourself, and you're worth that. Remember that, because you're a sovereign being. When you shift your perspective, solitude becomes a place of healing, self-discovery, empowerment, rather than something to fear or avoid. So I invite you to lean into that and just try it on for yourself and see what happens. Inner strength is cultivated in stillness. In solitude, you access clarity, emotional resilience, and a deep connection to your authentic self, free from outside noise or influence. Number three, just your intuition becomes clearer in the quiet. And it does, because you could actually hear yourself. By creating space for silence, you allow your inner guidance to rise when you begin to hear what your soul has been whispering all along. This is where you're able to listen to that aspect, our higher self, that part of us that is our, I'm going to call it your oversoul, the bigger soul of the fragment that is here in this incarnation. Solitude also teaches you how to be your own safe place. Okay. You learn to self-soothe, self-validate, and stand in your own truth, no longer depending on external validation to feel whole. And I want to reiterate this. So many times people have a hole in their bucket, which is themselves, and they're always trying to fill it with external stuff so they could feel complete and whole. But yet that hole in the bucket never really goes away. It keeps draining you out. When you're able to go into solitude, this is where you're able to repair the holes in your bucket. So you're able to fill your bucket up and give from that essence that is you within yourself. It's like you're looking, you're finding yourself within yourself instead of trying to find yourself externally with other things to fill that. You're becoming in more alignment with who you are. And solitude supports transformation. Whether you're moving through grief, growth, or new beginnings, embracing solitude allows you to integrate your experiences and step forward with more grace and power and resilience as well. So I'm just going to say, true power doesn't come from how others see you. It comes from how deeply you know and trust yourself. Solitude isn't about escaping life. It's about returning to yourself. It's in these quiet, sacred moments that you remember who you are and reclaim your inner power. So as you move through your life, know that carving out time to be with yourself, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity for soul nourishment and spiritual growth. So just embrace it with love and trust it as a teacher and let it strengthen you from the inside out. Because remember, it's an inside job. So I'm going to leave you with a quote from Albert Camus. And he says, in order to understand the world, one has to turn away from it on occasion. Very, very true. I definitely, you know, sometimes you just have to detach yourself from what's kind of going on, because really there's, you know, not much we could do but just observe the madness. But when we come within ourselves, this is where the calmness, the peace, the tranquility exists. And just a word to all of us who are humans here on planet Earth these days, just I invite you, spend more time within yourself, because this is going to be the anchor that's going to allow you to stay in your power, to ground yourself, and to create the certainty that you need in your life. So I'm signing off for now. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And just remember, you are loved and you are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.